with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxing, waxing. Give me down to there, shoulder length longer. Here, baby, there, mama, everywhere, now.
A little music from the Cowsills this morning. The topic of hair in this segment. On draft night, one of my draft profiles was for Trevor Lawrence, the number one overall pick by the Jags. And I mentioned in the profile that he easily has the longest hair of any top quarterback ever taken in the NFL draft.
Oh, yeah.
The only one I could come up with, Joe Namath had long hair, but not anywhere nearly like Trevor Lawrence. And there have been some other quarterbacks who were drafted.
Troy's was long in the NFL.
Troy had kind of the mullet working.
Yeah.
The great Kenny Stabler had some long hair coming out of the back of his helmet. In fact, in the 70s, early 80s, I thought that was a cool look if someone had hair coming out of the back of their helmet like Namath or Stabler. But nobody, no top quarterback, has ever had hair like Trevor Lawrence.
No, not even close. I thought Stabler was the only long-haired quarterback to win a Super Bowl. Was Namath's hair out of the back of the helmet when they beat the Colts?
It was out of the back of the helmet. I don't know that it was as long as Stabler's.
Yeah.
It eventually, there were a couple of years there, early 70s, where it got pretty long out of the back of his helmet. But again, nowhere near the look of Trevor Lawrence.
No.
And mainly because for a long time in football, every football player sported an Army buzz cut, right?
Sure.
Johnny Unitas always had the Army buzz cut.
Yeah.
All the quarterbacks back in the day. Then the 70s came around and you saw some long hair. 80s and 90s, you may have seen some mullets. But we've never seen anything quite like the mane of Trevor Lawrence. Ryan McGee, ESPN.com, did a really funny article on Lawrence and the craze that is the Trevor. That's what barbershops in his hometown offer.
The Trevor?
You can come in and get the Trevor.
So I can go in with short hair and go in and get the Trevor, and they make my hair long.
Yes, they'll...
extensions.
You'll end up looking like Chris Elliott in Sheets Creek. That terrible extension wig that he wears. They say that TMZ has done stories on the Lawrence craze, the hair craze. GQ did a big write-up on it. They said he's the Fabio. He's Fabio if Fabio could drop a 60-yard dime against college football's most feared defenses. He does have that long Fabio-type hair, that blonde hair. And they write that once he casually revealed that he used Pantene Pro-V to wash his hair. And drugstores in upstate South Carolina saw a run on the shampoo from high school kids trying to recreate the Lawrence magic. For years, Clemson students wore blonde wigs with white headbands to the games at Death Valley and to parties out in town that night. It goes back to high school. They say that in his first days at Cartersville High in Georgia, he had a buzz cut. But during the first days at high school, he and three of his teammates dared each other not to cut their hair for as long as they could stomach it. So the goal was to see who could hold out the longest and if any of them could actually pull off the look. And as McGee writes, the answer to both challenges was Trevor Lawrence. He held out the longest and he pulled off the look. He liked it. The girls liked it, so he kept it. There's even a Twitter account, at TLawHair, and they post everything about Trevor Lawrence's hair. And they'll retweet you if you use the hashtag GoWithTheFlow. And the account's big break came with Clemson, their official account, retweeted one of their posts on the video board at Death Valley. Lawrence himself has responded to this account multiple times. And the person who runs the account told ESPN, "It really opened my eyes to how many guys complain on social media about his hair and several ladies who want to know the secrets of how he maintains his hair."
It's pretty awesome. It is pretty awesome hair, I have to admit. You owe it to yourself to, by the way, watch the It's up on YouTube, the fake Trevor Lawrence, the 16-year-old girl.
Yes, I've seen that.
That's pretty incredible. And she fools a lot of people walking through the Jacksonville airport.
It's hilarious. His hair is such its own entity. It's such a thing. Even in this article, they reached out to Fabio. They emailed him, and he emailed back, asked him how he feels about the comparison, everybody bringing up Fabio's name after years in obscurity because they see Trevor Lawrence and it reminds them of Fabio. Fabio said, "I wish Trevor well. I hope he has a good conditioner and a good offensive line."
Pretty funny.
"But I'm still a Seahawks fan. Go Hawks."
"And I hope he doesn't get hit by a bird."
Right.
As Fabio did.
On that roller coaster.
That was such a weird story.
I think about that every time I hear that name.
How do you remember that?
I think about the bird. They're going to have, they've got to have Trevor Lawrence wigs, right? You'll see those in the stands.
In Jacksonville, for sure.
Yeah.
I think so. And it brings up the whole topic of men with long hair. Of course, way back in time, that was nothing. But in the last 100 years or so, long hair has generally been the domain of the woman, although very famous men have sported long hair. On this show, Gordo, you had long hair. You've had it. You've got it now shorter than you've had it in some time. You're even clean shaven this morning.
I know. What do you think about
What's
that?
What's going on with you?
It's jarring.
I can't remember the last time I shaved off my entire face like this.
It's jarring, but it looks good.
Yeah,
it
looks
thank you so much, guys. Yeah. I appreciate your support.
Looks you fine. Look less homeless.
Thanks.
You had Trevor Lawrence length at one point.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Maybe
I used to
longer.
Have hair that was all one length, and it was below my shoulders.
Wow.
I mean, it was probably halfway down to my gripples.
Pre-ticket days, right?
Yeah. Yes. And I, you know, the thing is, I wore it in a ponytail most of the time. I wore a samurai a lot of the times, you know, with just the partial
The man bun?
Hair, the man bun, I guess, kind of thing.
Were you still in high school when you did that?
No, I was in college.
Okay.
Oh, no, it was probably late high school, early college. Yeah.
What'd your dad think of that one?
He didn't.
He never said anything?
No, never did. It was mainly my mom that didn't like us growing our hair long. And, I remember my dad stood up for him and said, "Let him do whatever he wants with his hair. It's fine."
Because in my house, that was a big deal. If it ever got past your collar.
And now
hippies could not live in our house.
And now, routinely, how many times do you see a little 3-year-old boy and you mistakenly call her a she or something like that? Because everybody lets their kids' hair grow long. I mean, now it's no big deal, you know, to let your boy grow his hair long.
Yeah.
George, yours recently got a little long.
Yeah, I thought about going Trevor Lawrence with it, but I got so annoyed by it.
You've never had long hair?
No. Mm-mm.
I tried right after I got out of college to grow it long. That is back when guys were wearing ponytails, and I wanted to see if I could get it long enough in the back to make one. But I never got there because my hair used to be thicker than it is now.
Oh, no.
And it was so thick that it would just grow straight out instead of long.
You had the Bob Ross for a while.
Yeah, I could never get it long enough because it would grow out to the point where I looked like Claudel Washington or something back in the day.
You should have just let that go. That would have been great.
So I could never pull it off. And I wanted to try.
You got to grow it out now and see if it'll still do that. Do the big, bushy, truffula tree look.
It still does.
Look like Phil Spector in court.
During the pandy, I didn't get an official haircut for 3 or 4 months. You know, I just kind of messed around with it myself. And it started growing straight out again. So it still does that. I can't pull it off.
That would be great.
But more and more guys do pull it off these days. And when you see a celebrity, Johnny Depp's had long hair, and Brad Pitt, and Jared Leto, right? He's the most famous long hair guy in Hollywood. That makes it more okay because back in the 50s, 60s, no movie stars had long hair.
No.
They all had the short Jimmy Stewart, Clark Gable, whatever cut.
I still think it's a cool look.
I think women really like the guy with long hair.
Yeah.
Always seems like it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's been my experience. Let's just say that
he's dangerous because he has long hair.
I think women just like their men a little bit feral for whatever reason.
That's a good one, because I would love to see, it's so individual, I know, but a survey of all women on Earth. Do they prefer the guy with the long hair and the beard and the more feral caveman look, or do they prefer the guy with the tight haircut, the more squared away? Well, I don't know. Aren't there those studies that says it depends on what time of the month it is for women?
I don't know about that one.
I think that those studies should mind their own business.
Craig Miller.
That when they are in baby-making mode, they want the wilder-looking guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they want to marry the guy who looks like he's squared away. Mm-hmm. But they like to think about the guy who has long hair and looks like Dave Grohl.
Right.
Sets everybody up for failure, doesn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Biology sets us all up for failure.
Yeah. So you mentioned Dave Grohl. In the world of rock and roll, you've always been able to have long hair. Who was the first one, though? Because the Beatles had short hair. Elvis had short hair.
No, the Beatles had long hair. That was
eventually
long.
Not in the beginning.
No, in the beginning.
They had long hair?
Yes.
That Beatles cut was considered long.
That was considered shaggy hair, and that was long hair.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is crazy now when you look at early Beatles, and you think that was considered way out there.
So were they the first in the world of rock?
Well, no, in the world of rock,
they had longer hair.
The cavemen would have had long hair.
Wonder what that sounded like.
Because by the time we got to the 70s.
Horrible.
By the time we got to the 70s.
None of them won the talent show.
Every rock star had long hair, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The 70s was the age of people being overly follicled everywhere.
Right. And by the time we got to the 80s, it shifted a little bit. You saw a lot of rock stars with buzz cuts or punk hair or flat tops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
and then we got
to be short again. Then you had to go back long again.
You got business and
grunge
on top and partying back. Mullet.
Do you guys?
You know the mullet's big again now.
Oh, yeah.
It has been for the past 5 years on the gram and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women love the mullet for themselves. They wear the mullet.
Many in the state of Oklahoma or Arkansas, yes. I think they.
Hey, there were a lot
choice.
Of guys who they hit the lottery just by waiting long enough again. They kept the mullet all this time, and it came back around. It's in style again.
Yeah.
And they didn't change their hairstyle for 30 years.
So it's okay
and
for
now they're
guys,
back in style.
The mullet now.
I think it still looks a little dumb, personally. I think women can pull it off better than guys now. I think Miley has one. Didn't she switch this year to a mullet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of.
John Daly's back in vogue with his mullet.
Yeah.
He's still alive, isn't he?
Yeah.
How's that possible?
We're not sure.
I don't get it. How do we plant Chadwick Boseman in the ground and John Daly still walking above?
I hadn't seen Mike Gundy in a while, but of course he had the ridiculous one at Oklahoma State. And I've seen, some kids in their 20s now. I've seen a number of kids with the mullet look, and I think it goes over pretty well.
Do you like the look, though? Will you grow a mullet, George? You need to go with the mullet.
I almost had one a couple of months ago. It was pretty mullet-like.
Yeah, when you had your mohawk, it kind of morphed into a mullet at some point, didn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why didn't you keep the mohawk?
Maybe I'll bring it back.
Yeah, you looked good with that. I'm thinking about going with short hair, too. You know, I've shavended my face.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm thinking about having my hair even shorter than this. And they still consider this long hair for some reason.
On top, yeah.
Yeah, like I go to my stylist and, you know, she says this is longer hair for a guy.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about going actual short hair. Okay. I want to shave my head.
I've done that and it's great. It's liberating.
I got hot, so I shaved my head.
But that would just take so long to grow back out. That's a mistake that you're stagging around for 9 months to try to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
Chose 9 months.
No. I think yours would grow back pretty quickly.
You think?
Like my mohawk did. It grew out in a couple of months. You couldn't tell that I had a mohawk.
My hair does traditionally seem to grow faster than the average human.
Yeah, for me, avoiding long hair has been more about comfort than style. I like the feeling of a short haircut. Remember Corby had super long hair in the first few years of the ticket? Like, yeah. Really, really long hair.
Falwell yanked out half of it one time in a fight.
And once he cut it, he was like, what was I thinking? This is so much more comfortable with short hair. Mm-hmm. Long hair just looks like a beating to me.
Yeah, it does.
It is.
It does, but I would like to experience it at least once in my lifetime. I thought it was going to be this year. I was just going to let it go. And
why didn't you?
Mainly to crack you guys up. A lot of it was, I just got tired of it and got tired of the comments from family members that were not on board with it. They thought that I was going through some sort of crisis or there's something wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I went ahead and got it cut.
Now, you've always claimed when you retire, you'll go into full LBJ mode.
Yeah.
And move to the hill country and grow long hair.
Yes. Maybe that's the time.
And get an Amfa car.
Yeah. Get a crazy car and get crazy hair.
Well, if you grow your hair long, I'll shave mine off. I want to go with a mohawk or something.
Do it.
Okay, let's do that. You shave your hair completely off. George, you grow your hair long, and I'll keep mine like it is.
No, you got to grow yours
off. How are you getting out of this?
Do the fro.
No, you have to wear like a duck suit or something every day.
Okay, fine. I don't. At this point, I don't care.
I really don't care.
All right, 8:32 here on The Ticket.